Spellthorn, why we need socialist councillors. Paul Couchman, Stain Socialist Party. Almost every available Spellthorn firefighter and several from across Surrey joined Fire Brigade Union, FBU, reps, other trade unionists and anti-cuts activists outside Spellthorn Borough Council, SBC, on the evening of the 23rd of February in Staines. They were at a lobby organised by Save Our Services in Surrey, SOSIS, calling for a commitment from SBC to stand up against Surrey County Council, and defend the current fire service provision of two whole-time, fully crewed fire appliances in the borough. The lobby was part of an ongoing campaign by SOSIS, which has seen large public meetings, a demonstration of 200 at Staines Fire Station, a growing petition and a lively day of action in Staines High Street on the 18th of February. Our campaigning had already led to a U-turn over the planned immediate closure of Staines Fire Station. Until yesterday, we had the support of the firefighters, the FBU, Labour Party, Greens, Lib Dems and Socialist Party, in a united call for no cuts in fire service provision. This sadly appeared to change at the council meeting last night. Cries of shame and betrayal were shouted from the packed public gallery and firefighters walked out in disgust, not because of the Tories, but due to the turnaround by the Lib Dem and Labour councillors. Labour councillor Susan Doran had a motion on the agenda, due to be seconded by Lib Dem Ian Beardsmore. This motion would, if passed, clearly commit Spellthorn to a no-cuts position in terms of the fire service, a position unanimously agreed by campaigners. Doran even stopped to speak to the protesters on her way into the meeting, asking us all to stay for the meeting, and to back me up. Neither Doran or Beardsmore nor any other councillors actually attended the lobby. Defections to UKIP. The council meeting got off to a bizarre start. Apart from the ceremonial pomp, the singing of the national anthem and prayers, a handful of Tory councillors used the minutes section of the agenda to announce they were leaving the Tory party and joining UKIP. Allegations of bullying and intimidation by the ruling Tory group flew around the chamber and the animosity between the defectors and their ex-colleagues was palpable. It was like a nest of VIPs, biting at each other. Then came the important motion, what the vast majority of the packed public gallery had come to hear. Councillor Doran moved the motion. The Tories had a prepared amendment which took out the specific call for both fire appliances to be fully staffed, effectively neutering the motion. Doran and Beardsmore were asked if they would accept this, and they agreed. Abject betrayal. This was nothing less than an abject betrayal of the firefighters and the people of Spellthorn who had put their trust in these individuals to lead the charge against the cuts. In the end, it was left to the new UKIP group in typical opportunist fashion to oppose the amendment and vote against the eventual motion because they were opposed to any cuts. With friends like these, who needs enemies? The people of Spellthorn deserve more than being treated as the poor relations of Surrey. This fiasco shows how important it is to elect principled socialist and trade unionist councillors who will stand firm against the cuts. Many were saying, after the meeting, that SOSIS should stand anti-cuts candidates itself. This is something that may have to be considered. We have the county council elections in May. It would be good if we have one or two TUSC, trade unionist and socialist coalition, candidates in Spellthorn. And we need to build the Socialist Party in Staines and Surrey, to make sure there are worthy working class leaders willing and able to defend public services, combat racism and discrimination and support workers in struggle. We can also plan ahead for the next Spellthorn elections, in order to give Spellthorn residents a real anti-austerity, socialist choice at the ballot box.